2018, just a couple weeks away. Do you have your New Year's resolution yet? Well, we've been trying to help you the last couple weeks, and we've reached out to a professional.
Okay, so we've got our friend, psychologist Tony Rebick, on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Hello, everyone.
So you've been helping us get ready for our New Year's resolutions. We learned that 92% of people generally fail when it comes to New Year's resolutions.
That's high.
Mm-hmm, but we're the winners. No, we're the ones that are going to make
it. Yes, of course.
We're going to make it. So each week, you're giving us some steps to get ready, because you're saying we have to start in December sort of gearing up to be successful in January. You can check out the previous 2 weeks at thebeat925.ca. What do we do this week to make sure that we're going to succeed at our New Year's resolutions?
Well, now that you've been building up your mind towards what it is what you want, continue doing the homework this week, the same thing as the last 2 weeks. You have to continue that homework. But now you want to start taking some plans of actions and execution. So what plans have come to mind while you've been doing your exercises? What steps can you take? Who can help you? What resources do you have? Who can you ask for advice on what to do to make your goals come true? So you can start a vision board, write down ideas on how to manifest your goal, cut out pictures. That's fun, actually. And post them everywhere so you're kind of surrounded in your dream.
Seriously,
your dream.
This is probably random, but I had a vision the other day. This is so weird, but I had a vision the other day that I should make a vision board.
Of course you did.
Of course
you know what it is? It stimulates your thoughts and it heightens that energy. And then you really need to take some kind of action. This it doesn't have to be a big action. It has to be action. So you want the recipe to be energy. Think about your thoughts. Continue. Plan something on how to make it happen, and then take some action.
Okay. I had a vision I was really skinny, so now my resolution is I'm gonna take action, and I'm gonna
you just want to go back to the beach.
Yeah, the beach, and then go to the gym after.
You're perfect just the way you are.
Oh, thanks, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Perfect, but you need to take some action.
Yes, that's
so
it,
maybe,
right?
So maybe if that were your goal to maybe drop a few pounds, it would be research gyms that you might want to join, research trainers, different, that kind of thing?
Or take some pictures maybe of how you used to look, take some pictures of inspired people that inspire you to move towards that goal, and you want to surround yourself with that good energy, and then take action. Use the energy, now that it's inspired, you're out of motivation mode, to take some action, and then you're going to start fueling. You're going to start feeling good about the actions you take, and it's going to make you want to take them more.
Perfect. So it's got to be, you know, it can't be all talk and no action.
I'm going to put up pictures of The Rock, and that's going to motivate me, okay? I'm going to get there.
Good luck with that.
All right. I got a vision.
But before, I want the before and after.
Oh, no. You better off not seeing that.
Tony, you have been giving us so much useful information to help us reach our goals this year. And once again, you can check them all out. You can follow along with Tony's program at thebeat925.ca. And we'll chat with you next week as well.
Thank you. Have a nice week.